Hi. How's it going? So you guys had some questions that I'm excited to answer. Just listening to Torero by Renato Carosone. Trying to like get in touch with my Italian roots. And have some background music because I feel like I'm so awkward. Okay, so I'm gonna dig in. I have like 27 questions. Oh my god, yeah, 27 on SurveyMonkey, so I'm just gonna like dig in. Should I go with a random one? No, I should probably go in order. Okay, let's go with question one. Ask me anything, what would you recommend? Okay, well, I guess that's not really a question, so whew, that was easy. Okay, number two. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? Fuck. Do I have to fight them? Can I adopt them? And like, make them my friends and... Shit. I mean like... probably one, not 100. I guess that's my answer, but like I would really try to adopt it first. I don't think I want to fight it. You cute. Oh, you cute too. Okay, next question. This one is anonymous. If you have a partner and if they know about your audios. Yeah, I do have a partner and they do know about my audios. What do they say or think about them? Nothing. I don't think they listen. Does making, for example, a roleplay audio make your partner jealous? No, I don't think so. I feel like it's like not real. Like it's just like acting, so I feel like it's okay. Okay, thanks for the questions. Next one. Thoughts on pregnancy stuff from Anonymous. I don't know, like what? Like on the fetish? Well, not for me, but like to each their own. Okay. Number five, how are you? Doing okay, thanks for asking. Yeah, I have like good past week, which is good. Sometimes I get like just really down, sad sometimes, so it's always good to like have a good week and like be happy and not be sad. That's stupid. I don't know. But yeah, I'm doing good. How are you doing? I have no personality. I'm so sorry. Okay, number six. Do you like to travel? Have you ever been or would you like to visit Italy? Much love. Yeah, I'm listening to Italian music right now. I'd love to go to Italy someday and like hold on, I'm gonna get a drink. Yeah, I think I'd like to like visit the countryside though, and not the city. Like be in like a vineyard and like make rustic pasta. That would be like the best vacation ever. And that was anonymous too. Let's see. Oh, I did that one already. Moon, it's Dangle. Hi, Dangle. I didn't want the anonymity, but this survey is more detailed. What's your favorite part about joining GWA community, and how often do you indulge in your own listening? And one more. Did you manage to get your shower fixed? Yes. My shower is fine. I just, like, pulled the curtain down. I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, I'm good. My favorite part about joining GWA, honestly, like, the people, like, that I've become, like, you know, a little bit friendly with, especially the other girls, like, it's just, like, dope. That's gotta be my favorite part, for sure. Yeah, I really like them, and I listen to their work, so I'm also, like, fangirling over them, and it's, like, whew, it's, like, a lot. But then also, like, working with people, like, Binary, shout out to Binary Sunrises. I feel like that is, like, probably, like, my top favorite part is, like, doing really, really cool audios that I probably wouldn't do otherwise because, like, I don't have the equipment to do them. So, and also I don't have the skill. Like, he's fucking dope, and, like, his scripts are dope, and, like, yeah, that's, like, I think, like, working and collabing with people is, like, number one, and then number two is, like, just, like, the dope people. I feel like I'm gonna hiccup. I'm trying to, like, hold it in. Okay, I think I'm good. It's really great to see you so active in the sub and responsive. Oh, thank you. I don't want to read that out loud because it's, like, personal and sweet, but, like, thank you. Let's see. 7, number 8. Why are you so cute? What the fuck? Oh, thank you. And it's not a question, but, like, you didn't ask a question. I mean, I guess you did. I don't want to answer. I'm not cute. I'm a fucking loser. Okay, next one. What do you enjoy most about making erotic audio? Keep up the amazing work. P.S. Your little voice is the absolute best. Thank you. I don't know. I don't know what I like the most. Oh, no. I feel like, I don't know, it's just, like, fun. It's, like, creative, and I like, reading some of the scripts, and, yeah, I don't know. I just like it a lot. It makes me feel good, and if it makes you guys feel good, too, then that's pretty dope. What's your motivation to keep putting out audios? Honestly, I don't know. I mean, like, okay, so, like, the last question was, like, obviously, like, I love it, like, it makes me feel good, but, like, this week, I haven't, like, have not recorded one audio, and I feel really guilty about it. I feel like the minute something feels like work, like, I don't want to do it. That's, like, really bad, so, like, my motivation would be, like, the opposite, is to, like, keep it fun and, like, spontaneous and, like, I don't know, just, like, as long as it's fun, I'm motivated to do it, so I think that's it. And also, like, hearing from you guys is, like, really sweet, and that makes me really motivated, too, because I don't know, it makes me happy. This question, binaural, layered, like you're in and all around my head. Huh? I don't know if that's a question, but thank you. Very nice. Number 12. Okay. I peeked at a couple of these, but a lot of these, like, I have not read, so. I'd love to hear you describe yourself, both physical as personality. And this is from I Like to Watch. Physically short, like 5'4.5", and I have brown hair. I have pink hair. shit. I guess I'll leave it in. I have brown hair, but like, I wear a wig, and it's cute. I have pink hair. and personality wise, I don't feel like I have a personality. This is depressing. Oh god. I don't know, I feel like I'm like really, really happy person on the outside and super depressed black hole void on the inside, if that can be a personality. Oh my god, I hate myself. I'm on 13. Okay, this is from Henry. Hi, my questions are, what TV show are you currently enjoying and obsessed with? And what do you think of foot fetish? Would you enjoy a foot rub? I hate feet. I hate them so much. I'm so sorry. Like, I know it's a fetish, I'm not trying to kink shame, but like, oh. I hate my feet, I hate your feet, I hate everybody's feet, like, they're just gross, and I don't like them, and I'm sorry, and currently, I actually have The Office on in the background right now, but, what TV show am I currently watching? I just started the newest season of Handmaid's Tale. And it's really good. It makes me sad. And I get obsessed with shows, but I like binge them so fast that I'm not like currently watching any, but like the OA was really, really good. I like 2 weeks ago like binged all of Game of Thrones because I hadn't seen any of it. That was like really good. Sorry I missed the bandwagon on that. I love Schitt's Creek, The Office. Should I think of another funny show I like to watch? Oh, like Parks and Rec is really good. I like Veep. I have to watch the newest season of Veep. I want to watch Mad Men, but I haven't yet. And I like The Goldbergs. Like, on, like, network, is that network TV? I guess. I don't have, like, cable. I mean, like, I also watch, like, dumb shit, like, The Frasier and Married with Children. And I've been watching, like, Night Court every morning. Three's Company. I'm gonna go. What's my next question? Number 13. I keep opening the same question. Okay. Do you ever go back and masturbate to your recordings once you're done with them? Are you still into it? Is the Reddit name? know. Maybe, I don't know. I played the fifth on that one because there's only been like one that I won't say that, but like I really enjoyed and I didn't mind going back and listening to it. Where like usually with my stuff, I don't listen to it back because that's like nerve wracking. I feel like I'm not gonna listen to this AMA back. I know like I wanted to edit out one part of it, but I'm gonna leave it in because like fuck it. I don't want to like listen to myself again. So, because I'll just cringe. I like recorded the intro to this like, oh my god, like 5 times, just like going back and forth and like, ugh. So, I try not to listen back, but there was one. You guys probably can guess what it was. 15. Okay. What's your normal routine when making an audio? I don't know if it's like a routine. I just try to do it like there's like a lot of noise around all the time between like lawnmowers and like dogs barking, so I just kind of like wait for it to get quiet and go in my room. Like sometimes I'll go under the covers and I usually will like have scripts like picked out ahead of time, so I keep them saved on my phone and then like I'll read through them first. Like I'll like skim them and then I'll just like dive in and like start recording, and I record onto my iPad and then I export it usually to Binary and then he will edit. But like a routine, I don't really, I mean, is that a routine? I guess. I don't know. Oh my god, this is my favorite scene in The Office where, like, Pam is in Chili's. She's like, I feel God in this Chili's today. That's my favorite. Oh my god, she fell out of her chair. That's my favorite. Because I think she won, like, white tennis shoes and, like, it's really cute. I'm trying to hold in the hiccup again. Okay. This is a good question. Depressed Dean. Hi. I recognize you. You're given the power to remake the world how you see fit. What are the first 3 changes that you would make and why? Oh. Can my first change be, like, not to have that power? That's stressful. I don't know, I'm, like, I don't want to, like, put my political views out there because it's a lot. But, like, also I'm not really quiet about them either. I don't know. There's a lot of changes I could make. I definitely feel like making like a conscious effort to combat climate change would be like number one through like diet and like things like that. And then that would be one. Well, I'd remake the world, so, like, I wouldn't have, like, I could just, like, what do you mean remake the world? Like, if it's remaking, then, like, I could just, like, I don't know. I would definitely do that. I would, like, don't comment me in the comments and be like, logistically, you can't make that happen, because, like, obviously, I would have people make it happen and be smarter than me and, like, bipartisan, like, figure it out for me type of shit, but, like, healthcare for everybody would be another one, and then, I don't know, I put, like, people who are smarter than me, like, in places where they belong. Like, I feel like this isn't a political question, but it, like, kind of is. But, like, I don't believe in, like, having, like, a president who, like, is in charge of, like, appointing people to, like, education or to, like, climate change or to this or to that or, like, to, EPA. Like, I don't believe in that. Like, I feel like those people should be in those positions based on their credentials and their history, and, like, all of those people should be voted in by, like, committee rather than appointed. So, like, that would be something I would do, is, like, make sure the right people are in place based on, like, their intellectual abilities rather than, like, you're my friend and you should have this job. But yeah, I think that would be stuff I would do, and then we would figure it out together. We make the world better. I hope that was that was a really long, dumb answer. I knew it was coming. This is from Anonymous. What is a short-term goal that you have, and what is a long-term goal you have, either in life or GWA? A short-term goal in GWA is to, like, make an audio in the next week or something. Like, actually do it. Long-term, I want to do, I have a couple of short-terms, I guess. They're not really, like, long-term because it's, like, GWA. I have a couple collabs with some, like, I'm so freaking excited because I, like, love these girls. They're so amazing. So I have a couple collabs planned out with them that I have to record. And I'm so excited. Like, so freaking excited. And I also want to launch another account for, like, Safer Work ASMR and, like, work on my abilities there. I've been growing out my nails so I can do, like, tapping. Oh, no, I'll show you. Okay, so because I record on GarageBand, I ran out of room on my last recording, but, like, you wouldn't know that because it's been, like, not even a second for you, and you're like, why are you saying hi? Anyway, I was tapping on the glass and then, like, making, like, sipping noises, but then my, like, sip turned into a slurp, and it was, like, so gross, and, like, honestly, we were, like, very lucky that the audio ran out, because that would have been tragic, because yikes, crispies. Anyway, short-term goal, collabs, Safer Work ASMR. I want to do something dope with Binary, and, like, create some type of, like, really, really involved content, and maybe not just with him, maybe, like, it's bigger than that, like, I haven't decided, but that might be, like, a mid to long-term goal. I'm moving soon, so, like, a lot of this is gonna have to wait. In life, my only goal is to pay Sally Mae all their money. And yeah, I don't really have any life goals other than get that done. Maybe get a house one day. I really, really want space for a pig and a couple cats, maybe. So that's, like, a little tiny goal. Oof. Guys, we're on question number 21. If you're still listening, God bless you, because I can't. I don't know. My brain just timed out. Are you entirely submissive, or do you have a dominant side? P.S. You have the best voice I've ever heard. Not even close to an exaggeration. It's amazing, and I hope this makes you blush. If not, I'll just bring out Guy Fieri. Oh my god. Thank you, Anonymous. I wouldn't say that I'm submissive or dominant. I think I'm just me doing my thing. Thank you for compliments, and you did make me blush, but please don't bring Guy Fieri anywhere near me. I'm sorry, Guy, if you're listening. It's not you, it's me. I like low-key want him to hear my audio. Oh fuck. Okay, number 22. This is from Bellow of a Swallow. What is something you find attractive about another person, male or female, when you meet them for the first time? I want to say physically, like, smile in the eyes, because I feel like you can tell a lot about a person like that. And mentally, this is like really important, but like emotional intelligence, or like social intelligence. Like, if you're awkward, like, that's fine, but like, if you're just socially not with it, I'm already socially not with it, so we can't have that. We need to like have some balance here. So that's like not even like attractive, that's a deal breaker. Holy crap doodles, this is a long question. General description of what you look like. What's your sexuality? How do you feel about threesomes? Do you like lingerie? Do you own any? What's your favorite piece? What toys do you have? Do you like chokers and collars? How do you feel about being gagged, blindfolded, handcuffed, etc., or doing it to someone else? Are you more submissive or dominant? Does gender matter to you when it comes to dominance and submission? If you could, I'm still going, you guys. If you could only choose one for the rest of your life, would you give pleasure or get pleasure? How do you feel about ass play? What about eating ass, natural trimmed or shaved pubes? What is your favorite on yourself, on men, and on other women? And what are you right now? How does it feel to know that strangers are hearing you orgasm? How do you feel about talking about that orgasm with them? How does all the attention make you feel? Do you listen to other audios in GWA? I feel yes. And what kind of audios do you like? Do you prefer male or female voices? Any favorite users? Dude. I can see that they spent 44 minutes on this, and like, I believe it. Oh my god, look at these questions. Okay, some I'm gonna like skip because it's a lot of pressure. Let me go through one by one. Okay, I think I answered kind of what I look like or what I'm willing to share. What's your sexuality? I'm bisexual, pansexual, I don't know. I recognize that there are more than two genders, but like, bi feels comfortable to me to say, so I'm gonna say it. How do you feel about threesomes? I like them. Cool. Do you like lingerie? Yes. Do you own any? Yeah, like, it's not cute. I don't know. I'm like more of a comfy girl. Not like lacy. I like just like cute, like little, I don't know, maybe I don't have lingerie. What's your favorite piece? I don't know. I can't think of one. I like these really high-waisted, like, cotton with like a little bit of lace trim, but like they're like so high-waisted, they like go all the way up to my chest. They're not cute. They're like granny panties. Those are my favorite. Do you like chokers and collars? I don't wear like lots of jewelry, like at all. I don't really wear jewelry ever. And like chokers are cute, but I just end up taking them off and then like losing them halfway throughout the day. And I'm not a sub, so collars isn't like a thing for me. How do you feel about being guys blindfolded and handcuffed, etc., or doing it to someone else? I like making audios about it. Are you more submissive or dominant? I feel like depends on my mood. Does gender matter to you when it comes to dominance and submission? Not really, no. If you could only choose one for the rest of your life, how would you give pleasure or get pleasure? Probably give. I like it more. I don't know. How do you feel about ass play? I like making audios about it. What about eating ass? Same answer. I don't know about cubes. I'm just gonna like skip that. I mean, I assume that they're orgasming. The question's like, how does it feel to know the strangers are hearing you orgasm? Like, you hear what I want you to hear, and I put out what I'm willing to share with you. And I assume that that's what's happening, but it is weird to, like, be told that it's happening, especially in real time. Not a fan. I don't know. Sue me. I don't know. Oh, yes. Oh. My throat just made the nastiest noise. Sorry. How does it feel talking about that orgasm with them? I don't talk about it with people. Do you listen to other audios on GWA? Yes. I primarily listen to female audios. I listen to, like, my other friends, too. There's, like, I want to say two male performers that I listen to. I'm not going to name them because I don't want to seem like a creep. And I don't think one is active anymore, so I'm not going to do that. And for female creators, there's, like, a long list. Oh, my God, I have to go through and look. But off the top of my head, Verbal If You Please, for sure. Heart Damage, like, for sure. I'm like such a fangirl. It's like honestly creepy. Sorry. Like, oh, I'm such a creep. Lust, Throw Away Your Lust. Love her. She's so good. Like, I love her voice. Ruby Sea Witch. Is that her name? Ruby. Not totally sure on it, but like, oh, she's so great too. I listen to Superb. I like just envy her intellectual abilities. Like, it's just so crazy to me. Like, it's such a, sorry, I'm trying not to be creepy and be like, it's a turn on that you're smart, but like, honestly, it is. And that's cool. Let me look who I follow. Oh, Fields of Lupine, for sure. Lupine's great. Oh, Ruby's Enchanted Lagoon, that's her thing. Okay. Excuse me. Excuse me. Oh my God, I'm not gonna edit that out. If you got this far, you know me, I guess. Sunshine Corvair. Love her as well. Shit, I'm trying to like remember who I said. Definitely Throw Away Your Lust. I'm gonna have to go back and like listen and tag them in this, I feel like. Yeah, Ruby Seawitch is her name, okay. Yeah, Throw Away Your Lust. I feel like I'm gonna have to re-record this whole section because I don't want to miss anybody. Oh my god. Because if I miss somebody, I'm gonna feel like terrible because I get anxiety about that kind of stuff. And also, just like my friends that I like support on here. Username Smoothername, she's great. Rascal King, Last Hurrah, also great. Lispy Bear, Hand in My Panties. Oh, Hand in My Cookie Jar. Cookie is incredibly sexy and sultry. Like, love her as well. I'm gonna butcher this. Cece, I'm so sorry. Bonsoir. I'm sorry, Cece. I'm not French. Binacorn, totally. Andromeda 30. And honestly, like, not an audio maker, technically. But Binary Sunrises, like, every script he puts out, every audio he edits, like, I'm down to listen. Because, like, oh, just so good. Like, the worlds he creates with his audios, like, I'm such a fangirl. I'm sorry, Binary, if this is awkward. Let me see, was there another question? I feel like oh, there's another really long one. Do you prefer male or female voices? Any favorite users? I feel like I covered that with the people that I listen to. I listen to way more than that. Don't hold me to that list. But I prefer females' voices, but like, whatever. Those are all my favorites. I have more favorites than that, though. And the attention makes me feel weird. Does that answer everything, I feel like? How did you get started doing this? I made a profile on Reddit and started doing it. What tags here? And oh my gosh, guys, I get like tongue twisted. What tags turn you on the most? All the tags that I do with my audios. If I'm recording an audio, it's because I want to. I feel like there was another one. Okay. This is a really long one as well. But they're numbered, so that's helpful. And this is from Extremely Scientist. Hi! I recognize you. Since you got into GWA through the erotic literature and script writing side of things, do you have any favorite erotic novels? The only exposure I've had to erotic literature is Harry Potter fan fiction. Maybe the podcast my dad wrote a porno. I should check those out for sure. I'm probably going to. I mean, other than like Anne Rice, like not really. I think I read 50 Shades of Grey. Oh, gag me. It was so bad. Don't gag me. Speaking of recommendations, what are your favorite fantasy books or series? Okay, this is like an underloved and underappreciated, but I feel like my favorite fantasy book was Inkspell back in the day. I loved that book like so much. I never read the Harry Potter books, but I probably would have loved those. I don't know. I used to read like Anne of Green Gables and like Nancy Drew. I haven't read a lot lately in terms of like fiction and fantasy. My favorite literature is Worm by Wild Bow. Okay, yeah, I'm totally still into like YA young adult books, so I probably would check out your recommendations. Thank you. What type of safer work audio content are you thinking about doing? I don't know. I've been like looking at other ASMR audios and like the safer work side, like Mac, who like I feel weird even mentioning her, but like her ASMR is like amazing. I want to say ASMR Darling is another person that I really like, and I just kind of like I don't really want to like eat on mic. I feel like that's weird. I barely like sip my iced tea during this audio, so I don't know. I feel like just like whatever gives people the tingles. Just like whispering. I feel like I'm not really good at rambling. I mean, this is really long rambly audio though, isn't it? Right? Like, maybe I am good at it. I don't know. Whew, it's getting hot here. If you do eventually get the chance to travel, would you be opening to doing something like audio vlogs talking about good food, places you've tried, and things you did? I love to travel myself. And since you were talking about being safer with content, actually, that's a really good idea. I don't think that I'm going to have like the flexibility financially to travel for like as long as it takes me to pay my loans off. But that's an idea. So if you guys are still around in like 7 years, like hit me up. Maybe I should do that. Put it on like PBS or something. But honestly, like that's I would love that. Is there any meaning behind your username? Yes. It's like personal. I mean, not really. Like Buffalo 66 is probably like the main meaning. The main meaning. But then like also I really like Never Ending Story. It feels like a cozy community is slowly building with Church of Little Moon, your eventual Discord server. Do you have plans or goals with it? Or will it just be a nice place to hang out and talk? That's my goal, is for it to be like really nice and chill place where people feel like safe and I mean like it'd be dope to start a cult, but like I probably won't do that. I'm just kidding. I'm like assuming at this point nobody's listening anymore, so I'm just saying anything. Yeah, I just like want to hang out and talk and make friends, because being social on the internet is easier for me. And I don't know, like, if I have any plans or goals. I think I talked about it earlier. I want to support the people that I work with, and I think doing something that can do that in the future would be like a really big goal of mine. So I'm thinking of stuff and just kind of have to like gauge what you guys are also into, and like you guys are in this with me, so I feel like we all gotta be along for the ride, right? Anyway, that was dope questions. Wait, I have, I think, a couple more. So I was 27. Let's see. I think I'm gonna run out of space though. So maybe I have three questions I have to answer on my actual post. So, okay, so I knew I was forgetting somebody. This is why I hate naming names. I was about to like answer the random questions like on, like typed like on Reddit, but I'm just gonna answer them here. And this is gonna be the longest audio ever, and you guys are gonna have to deal with it. And anyway, mainly because Hanel Sky Girl, Hanel Sky, I don't know how to say her name, but like she's fucking amazing too. Love her. I feel bad, like, because I don't want to forget people. But I'm looking through right now to make sure I don't forget anybody's name. Yeah, she's just great. I love her. And then, okay, so question things. Oh, and if we, like, I have a lot of scriptwriters that are also my favorite, so if you're interested, I will do something. Maybe I'll, like, I haven't decided yet, but maybe, like, I'll link them on my, like, on my subreddit, which is not very active or something, but, like, I'll link my favorite creators, like, all the females I, like, all the males I like, but then I don't want to play favorites. Oh, but like, I want people, you know, like, do you see how my brain is like freaking out already and like malfunctioning? But I don't know if you, I don't care. Just like ask me. I don't know what else to say without stepping on toes. Let me see. Okay, so I did have some additional questions on my Reddit. God, this is like 27, I think it's like 30 questions. It's like really, oh my god, you guys. What's the worst injury you've ever received? Any broken bones? Yeah, I fractured one of my ankle things like once or twice. I broke my arm once, I think, and I didn't have a really bad injury. But that's like another story that I'm not gonna talk about. It's like a whole thing. That was from Speculate Me. Hi, how are you? Fluffy Hawaiian. Hi, aloha. Mahalo for all your audios. Aw, you're welcome. Do you like nature? If so, do you rather the beach or the mountains? Like, if we're talking beach, like Big Sur or somewhere else, like really pretty and like exotic for sure. Maybe even like Hawaii or something. But I have more experience with mountains, I feel like. I like them both. I don't know, nature's pretty. If we could spend one day together, what would we do? Watch Moana, for sure. Like, it's my favorite movie. I hope that's, like, your favorite movie, too. I don't know. Or, I don't know, what else is there to do? I'm such a boring person. I like antiquing. We could go antiquing. That could be fun. Vatgern 777, why memes are the peak of human evolution, I don't know, but like for sure they are. I don't know, it's a good question, not one I can answer. Anyway, oh my gosh, we did it, you guys. If you made it this far, you should like comment like a pig emoji in like the comment section so I can like be like, oh, it's you, you made it this far. I don't know. Thank you guys for listening, thank you for asking me questions, thank you for like being so freaking dope, thank you for being my friend, and I hope I can do another AMA soon. And also, if you're still here and you are somebody who asked me for a custom audio, or I owe you a custom audio, I'm running away from my responsibilities, and I will do them probably this week or next week. So hi, sorry, and bye.